Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring all solo Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from Stevie Wonder, Edward Starr, Mary Wells, Bonnie Pointer, Jimmy Ruffin, his brother David Ruffin, R. Dean Taylor, Kim Weston, and Jermaine Jackson. All coming up in the next half hour as we feature solo Motown artists.
Hometown Memories with Tom Fallon.
You say you love me, and I believe you do. You really, really love me, 'cause I love you, but oh, I don't wanna take a chance. I don't wanna take a chance. I don't wanna take a chance.
Motown Memory from Mary Wells, I Don't Want to Take a Chance. They reached number 33 in the United States pop charts in 1961. Before that, Edward Starr and 25 Miles, reaching number 6 from 1969. And we started this hour with Stevie Wonder, Shooby Dooby Doo Ba Day, reaching number 9 from 1968. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for the next hour, we're featuring solo Motown artists. Well, coming up, Bonnie Pointer and Heaven Must Have Sent You. Well, Heaven Must Have Sent You was a song written by Brian Holland, Lamont Dozier, and Eddie Holland, and it was first recorded from the Elgins in 1966. The disco version by Bonnie Pointer was included in her 1978 album entitled Bonnie Pointer. Bonnie stated at the time, quote, "I wanted to cut that tune and the other old Motown tune called When I'm Gone simply because I've always done them." Well, Bonnie suggested to Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, that Berry remake Heaven Must Have Sent You as a disco track after Bonnie Pointer had heard the Village People's hit YMCA and realized that Heaven Must Have Sent You would work well with an arrangement similar to that of YMCA. Well, there's a very long version of the song also recorded on a 12-inch single that included a much longer instrumental interlude with extra percussion and string solos towards the middle of the song. Well, here is Bonnie Pointer, Heaven Must Have Sent You, right here on Motown.
Just hold it. once again, a heart is broken. And as history repeats itself, these few words are sadly spoken.
David Ruffin and Heavy Love, and they reached number 47 in the United States pop charts from 1976. Before that is Brother Jimmy Ruffin and I Passed This Way Before, number 17 from 1966. And we started with Bonnie Pointer and Heaven Must Have Sent You, number 11 in 1979. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring all solo Motown artists. Well, coming up, R. Dean Taylor's big hit in Indiana Wants Me, right here on Motown. To talk to.
this letter finds its way to you. Forgive me, love, for the shame I put you through and all the tears. Hang on, love, to the memories of those happy years. Red lights are flashing around me, yellow, it looks like they found me.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Jermaine Jackson, Michael Jackson's older brother in Daddy's Home, and let me reach number 9 from 1972. Jermaine was the fourth of 9 kids in the Jackson family. Before that, Kim Weston and Helpless, a great song, but it only reached number 56 in the United States pop charts from 1966. And we start with R. Dean Taylor and his big hit, Indiana Wants Me, number 5 from 1970. Lose Half Hour, we featured all solo Motown artists. Coming up after the break, more solo Motown artists, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.